But it doesn't have to get to this point. Every moment provides an opportunity for us to change our lives. Hello and welcome back to yet another episode of Seeking Stillness with myself, Ethan Thomas. Wherever you are listening in the world, I just want to wish you well and I want to thank you for tuning in. I feel like I almost say this every time, but this topic and subject that I am about to explore with you all is close to my heart. But I think that's the whole point of this, is that I speak from a place of love and what truly speaks to my soul and my being. I feel very passionate to share these ideas, perspectives with you all, and I hope that can be felt. A skill that I've considered to be fundamental in my personal growth is the ability to observe and to not quickly jump to a conclusion. Simply let the subject matter be whatever it needs to be. A favorite quote of mine from the Indian philosopher Jiddu Krishnamurti, "The ability to observe without evaluating is the highest form of intelligence." So much of our suffering derives from the attachment that we put towards our observation. We quickly label what happened to us instead of allowing ourselves the space to sit with it, to try to get as close to being objective as possible. Of course, that is not always easy, but we can do ourselves a huge favor by making sure that we slow down and don't directly arrive at a conclusion. Putting this infinite human experience into a box and trying to compress it down to a word or a brief interpretation would be limiting on the vast expansiveness that consumes each present moment. Instead, something that I have found to be extremely beneficial is to observe how I feel, instead of trying to package conveniently my observations. I allow for the moment to move me, whether that's a pleasant feeling or something that rattles my bones. Really sit with the sensation on the molecular and cellular level of our being. With the current structure of our world being so focused on go, 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 we don't have as much time to slow down, to feel all of the sensations within our body, and instead forced to use our minds to survive on a day-to-day basis. We're stuck in a cycle of always being in our mind instead of in our bodies, the two feeling disconnected even though the relationship is stronger than we can fathom. For a lot of us, it is only when we have something within our bodies that is begging for our attention do we slow down and listen. Normally, this takes shape of an illness or a disease, but it doesn't have to get to this point. Every moment provides an opportunity for us to change our lives. Now, I want to sit with this idea for a second. Each moment has the opportunity to change our lives. Change takes time, but I'm sure there's been a moment in your life that you can look back on and point to that being the catalyst of where everything changed, or at least a component of your life. What inspired that change? What signals did you have or information to make that decision? This is where it gets really fun, is the habit of paying attention is one of the most powerful tools that we have to enable ourselves to lean into our experience, to understand who we are, and to observe the miracles that happen around us within each moment. With so much noise in the world, this is a practice that needs consistent refinement. Habits take time to develop, but it's that constant showing up and saying that this is important is where the magic really lies. A life-changing book that I highly recommend anyone read is Atomic Habits. It is filled with science-backed information along with actionable steps to truly integrate habits within your life, and it has definitely changed my own. So why would we care about creating a habit of paying attention? What does this do for us? Imagine this. It is a new fall day. You can feel the crisp in the air as the season is changing and all is right. A cold wisp of air comes across your skin and it makes you shiver quite a little bit, reminding you of your childhood and all of the beautiful memories that come with it. You reflect and ponder for a moment your childhood and all of the beautiful memories. And then you come back to the present moment. You find yourself in a park with other people enjoying their day. There is a vibrancy in the air. This might even be your favorite season. You hear the birds chirping and all of the subtle noises in the background. Maybe there's a water stream that puts you in a trance-like state as peace washes over you. In that moment, all is well and your heart is full. You go inward, being curious about what's happening with your body, and notice a euphoric-like state that can only be present when we allow ourselves to filter out the noise of the day and truly be present in that moment. Regardless of the setting, how many days can you truly say that you were fully there, whether it was for your family, friends, or even work? Or instead, how often do you find yourself being torn between two places, one physically, another mentally? Always stuck with what's to do next instead of fully indulging yourself with what is right in front of you. How much life is missed because we're unable to tap into this paying attention, to really ground ourselves right where we are, and to place a priority on being with the people that are right in front of us. I want you to imagine for a moment the expansive life you could live if you had a habit of paying attention. If you were truly there for your loved ones, if you stopped to notice all of the beautiful flowers around you on your daily walk, or if you allowed the warmth of the sun touching your skin to simply be enough in that moment. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. What do you choose to focus on? Do you find the magic and the wonder within your lives, or are you stuck in a perpetual cycle of a negative narrative that holds you down? Are you an expansive human being who chooses to embrace the light in front of them, or are you stuck in the pit that you have created yourself? Get curious about yourself. Get curious about your life. If there is change that needs to take place, create a plan to make it happen. If there is something that you love about yourself, magnify it, illuminate it, and step into that. You are a gifted human being, and you have so much to offer this world. And I'm talking to you, yes, you, the listener. You have inherent value simply because you exist. Please don't ever forget that. You are important, and I am so glad that you are here existing in this timeline with me. Pay attention, dive deep, get curious, and continue to explore and grow. Don't let your life simply go on by, stuck in the mind and so caught up in your day-to-day. I want to thank you for listening to another episode. I wish you well wherever you are in the world, and have a wonderful rest of your day.